agent urged him to retire after the Super Bowl. She told me that three times, he said, but he told her, sorry, babe, I'm having too much fun right now. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy skies, temperatures at 26. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 12. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 36. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low near 30. And Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 21.
Since 1871, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has delivered on customer expectations of trust, reliability, and service. Generations have relied on the personal touch that our experienced staff provides. If you're establishing an account, seeking a loan, or any of the other financial services that we offer, stop in and visit. We're proud to continue service to the community. The State Bank of Blue Rapids is also innovative, offering the latest in banking practices, including internet banking and online bill payment. Find us online for more details at statebankbr.com. Personal banking, commercial banking, 24/7 banking. We're here for you. The State Bank of Blue Rapids, member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. Police say an officer is in critical condition after being hit by a car driven by a fleeing suspect in Wichita. Police spokeswoman Nikki Woodrow says officers were monitoring a house in South Wichita yesterday where a stolen vehicle was seen and suspects with various felony warrants were known to be located. She says a suspect fleeing the house ran over one of the officers with a vehicle. Another officer shot at the suspect's car. The suspect was apprehended a short time later. Top Republicans in the Kansas Senate are defending their proposal to cut aid to public schools as part of a larger plan to balance the state budget through June of 2019. Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita, Vice President Jeff Longbine of Emporia, and Majority Leader Jim Denning of Overland Park said yesterday that they're trying to find a permanent solution to the state's budget woes. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for $21.95 and earn 150 O'Rewards Points. Protect your engine with Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shop the Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event for Home Depot exclusives, like the Kohler Rubicon Center Set Faucet. Now at a new, lower price, just $79. It's brushed nickel finish and Art Deco style. Complement any decor. Contemporary, classic, yours. No one offers more Kohler for your kitchen and bath than the Home Depot. And right now, the Kohler Rubicon Faucet is just $79. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Valid through March 9th.
The subject of Medicaid expansion continues to be a source of controversy as hearings on the topic begin. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the House Health Committee is holding hearings this week in relation to a CanCare expansion bill, which Governor Sam Brownback and conservative Republicans have opposed. Kansas is one of 19 states that haven't expanded Medicaid to cover more low-income residents. Medicaid expansion is designed to increase health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Former Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders is scheduled to speak at the Kansas Democratic Party's Washington Days convention later this month. The party announced yesterday that the Vermont senator will speak at the convention February 24th and 25th, but details of his appearance were not released. Sanders soundly defeated Hillary Clinton in the Kansas presidential caucus last March, winning 68% of the vote to Hillary's 32%. Mid-America Network News.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and buildings. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. We offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjuster. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett. Educators, attorneys, and disability rights advocates are speaking out against a bill that would allow Nebraska teachers to physically restrain disruptive students. Opponents spoke during an evening committee hearing last evening on the bill. They say it will harm students and may violate federal law protecting students with disabilities. The bill would make teachers who use such force immune from legal action and administrative discipline. An investigation into allegations that members of a fraternity made vulgar comments during the Women's March in Lincoln last month has led the University of Nebraska-Lincoln to suspend the school's Phi Gamma Delta chapter. A UNL news release yesterday says the investigation into those allegations led to the discovery of broader conduct issues, including reckless alcohol use. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Low to moderate income individuals, families, and senior citizens can again receive free assistance in completing and filing federal, state, and local tax returns through RSVP of Northeast Kansas Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. For over 25 years, volunteers have committed time in preparing tax forms. Residents are asked to bring a valid photo ID, all W-2 1099 1095 forms, local wage tax items, Social Security numbers for all taxpayers and dependents, and any real estate and tax-related financial information. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program will be at the Helfering Center in Marysville Wednesdays through April 12, from 9 to 11 and from 1 until 3. Additionally, stops are planned in Blue Rapids on Thursday, February 16th at the Community Center, and on Tuesday, February 28th at Elm Street Apartments in Frankfort. Hours again, 9 to 11, and from 1 until 3. An evening session is planned Thursday, February 23rd at the Lincoln Center in Marysville from 4 until 7. For additional details, contact the RSVP office. Frankfort Community is planning a sesquicentennial celebration June 15th through the 18th. Activities will include a parade on Saturday, June 17th. The theme, Honoring Our Past, Embracing Our Future. Those interested are asked to contact Frankfort City Hall for additional details. They will post updates and information on the Frankfort Turns 150 Facebook site. Holzburg was among seven Kansas communities recognized with an Excellence Award by the Kansas Pride Program. The award highlights volunteer efforts to determine needs, establish goals, create projects, and celebrate success. It also qualifies the community for matching grant funding for a three-year period. Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education and the Kansas State University Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy will co-host a discussion forum with the Milford Watershed Restoration and Protective Strategy and Clay County Conservation District this Thursday evening, February 9th, beginning at 6 in Wakefield at Scanoli's. The forum is free and open to the public. Advance reservations are requested. Phone Melissa Arthur at 785-597-5452. Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Marshall County Partnership for Growth are partnering to bring a series of luncheons for the benefit of rural businesses. How Are Your Business Lunch will include a short video from Survey Your Town, and brainstorming session will follow the video. First in a series of Power Your Business lunches that the Chamber of Partnership plan to offer will be Wednesday, February 15th. Lunch will be served at noon. The video starts at 12:10 at Marysville City Hall. They hope to end the program by 1 p.m. Reservations are requested. Call Brenda Stagenborg at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce at 562-3101. Joanne Pearl Costell, age 83, of Odell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6 until 8, at the Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell, in charge of arrangements for Joanne Costell. Thomas G. Sheets, age 69, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7, half a church. Visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Thomas Sheets. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken casserole, a muffin, beets, and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, taco, baked potato, wheat bread, broccoli and cheese, and applesauce. Check of school and community calendar. Marysville parent-teacher conferences continue at the junior-senior high this evening. North Central Kansas League Vocal Clinic today. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like the low pressure system that brought some snow across the central and upper parts of the Midwest is continuing to push off towards the east, and we do have a high pressure system that will build overhead by tomorrow and into Friday, bringing us quiet weather as well as much warmer temperatures, especially as we head into Friday. Parts of the central parts of the Midwest will see temperatures anywhere from 60 even up to 80 degrees. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, temperatures at 26. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 12. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 36, wind gusts as high as 20. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low near 30. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies, much warmer temperatures at 65. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 37. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February, 43, record high on this date, 71 in 2009. The average low, 22. Record low is 14 below zero in 1895. Sunset this evening, 5:52. Sunrise in the morning at 7:21. 20 degrees this morning in Marysville. Feels like 8 degrees with a north wind at 10 to around 15 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 8th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
As well in Houston, hi everyone, I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Rockets dominated at home.
Here's a shot by Harden from the right side for three. Didn't go. The rebound, stick back. Good. Guess who? Patrick Beverly.
On WDBO, Houston defeated Orlando 128-104. Dirk Nowitzki's late three gave the Mavericks the lead with 3 seconds to go, but the Blazers wouldn't go quietly.
CJ splits a double team, a floater in the lane. Hit it! 0.3 seconds left. No timeouts. The inbound, and the game is over!
On KPOJ, Portland edged Dallas 114-113. And 19th-ranked South Carolina falls in a marathon.
Rebound controlled by Corbin Collins. Run clock, 3 seconds, 2-1, it is over! And in four overtimes, Avery Johnson's Crimson Tide wins!
On Learfield, the Gamecocks lost to Alabama 90-86. Over to the ice, another dominant performance from the Capitals.
And into the dot, Backstrom looking. Nice little pass to Ovechkin, but he needed to wind up, and Slavin was able to get in position to block it. Then a shot in front, they score! Ovechkin! deflection off a Hurricane defender.
On the Capitals Radio Network, Washington blank Carolina 5-0. The Blues also had a good game offensively.
5 minutes even now remaining. They score! They put it in off a deflection. And Barbashev able to bang it home to get his first career NHL goal.
On KMOX, St. Louis crushed Ottawa 6-0. The Sabres were down 4-1 to the Sharks in the third period, but came all the way back to send the game into overtime.
Hurdle can't get to it in the corner. Eichel behind the net. He's found some room. He and Kane come up the ice for Buffalo. It's a 2-on-1. Eichel carries. Kane carries. Scores!
On WGR 550, Buffalo wins 5-4. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball play Tuesday in girls action. Marysville over Rock Creek 53-40. Clay Setter took Republic County 52-28. Council Grove topped Abilene 61-50. Wamego over Chapman 55-40. Concordia beat Raleigh County 41-33. In other girls' action, Valley Heights over Troy 30-28. Frankfort took Onega 50-27. Pawnee City beat Axtell 37-36. Washington County girls over Blue Valley 66-29. Onega beat Lynn 59-30. De La Rodelle girls took College View Academy 65-14. Southern beat Lewiston 46-35. On Monday, Hanover girls beat De La Rodelle 71-58. In boys play, Rock Creek edged Marysville in triple overtime 60-59. Republic County over Clay Setter 52-47. Abilene beat Council Grove 60-56. Wamego over Chapman 73-57. Raleigh County down Concordia 61-46. In other boys' action, Troy took Valley Heights 78-51. Onega over Frankfort 58-49. Pawnee City beat Axtell 38-23. Washington County boys over Blue Valley 64-31. Lynn topped Centralia 63-61. De La Rodelle over College View Academy 43-30. Southern beat Lewiston 61-49. And on Monday, Hanover boys defeated De La Rodelle 56-41.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. More than 80 agriculture groups signed off on a letter to President Trump Tuesday, calling on the administration to reduce and eliminate tariffs and other restrictive ag policies in the Asia-Pacific region. By doing so, agriculture groups say the move would allow American workers to supply Asian markets with high-quality food and agriculture goods. President Trump signed an executive order removing the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement with Asia-Pacific countries, preventing billions of dollars in added exports for U.S. agriculture. In the letter, the farm groups say they hope the administration will create such opportunities for the sector by deepening U.S. economic engagement in the critical region while responding to the Asia-only regional trade agreements being negotiated by our foreign competitors. The group goes on to say that 95% of agriculture's potential customers live outside the U.S. borders and that expanding access to international markets is essential to the success of the industry. The Ag Economy Barometer continues to show increased producer confidence following the November election. Organized by Purdue University and the CME Group, the monthly survey of 400 agriculture producers from across the U.S. reached 153 in January. That's 21 points higher than December's survey, 61 points higher than in October. The increase marks the most positive recorded sentiment by producers since the survey began in October of 2015. A rating below 100 is negative, while rating above 100 indicates positive sentiment regarding the agriculture industry. Organizers say the sharp uptick in optimism comes from producers' improved expectations regarding the future, a trend also seen back in December. The index of future expectations reached 169, that's 23 points higher than a month earlier. Current sentiment also increased to a 118 from 102 in the December survey. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. A U.S. Senate leader on agriculture has a warning for President Donald Trump in regards to renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. That warning is, quote, don't screw around with agriculture, end quote. Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa, known for his honesty and directness, is holding nothing back when it comes to offering advice to President Trump in reworking NAFTA, which could possibly take a long and messy time.
I would remind the president that when something has to be get through Congress, that he better not forget about agriculture and do agriculture any harm in his renegotiations, because it takes the locomotive of farm groups and commodity groups to be for an agreement to get it through if you want to get through manufacturing and services. So in other words, don't screw around with agriculture.
The president typically has a far-reaching authority on trade, strengthened after Congress granted the president a fast-track trade deal power in 2015. But Grassley argues Trump would still have to come back to Congress for an up or down vote without amendments.
NAFTA is part of the U.S. code, and if there's any changes in the law, they'll have to be passed by Congress. The president has some discretion under that law and under NAFTA, or they're the same, to do some things, but I'm not sure I can delineate what needs to be done by law and what needs to be done that the president can do on his own volition under current authority given to him.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
The Big One is back. It's the 51st Annual Triumph of Ag Show, Wednesday and Thursday, March 8th and 9th, Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort, farm equipment, supplies, services, technologies, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars both days with crafts and door prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 51st Annual Triumph of Ag Show, CenturyLink Center, Omaha, Nebraska, March 8th and 9th. There's still time to sign up for a booth. Call 402-346-8003 or go to showoff.com.
Shield Ag has been manufacturing and distributing innovative farm products for more than 70 years in Hutchinson, Kansas. Our complete product line is available throughout the Midwest and worldwide at over 2,000 distributor and dealer locations. And with AcroPlant, Shield Ag conveyors, MiloGuards, Crop Savers, and Arrow Cornhead conversions, Shield Ag has farming covered from bag to bin. Shield Agriculture equipment, straight from the heartland. Visit us at shieldag.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is, as we all know, agriculture. And where would we be without farmers? This is why we have such weeks as this. Thank a Farmer Week. That's right, this is Thank a Farmer Week. More about that after this.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
National Farmers Day is October 12th, and that's only one day. The Missouri Farm Bureau decided we should have a full week, and let's do it at a time of year when the farmer's not so busy. October, well, that's middle of harvest for most of farming America. February, it's not quite so busy. So the Missouri Farm Bureau decided to put together Thank a Farmer Week. It's a week where you can thank a farmer for all that he or she does for you in providing food and fuel and shelter and clothing. And for food alone, listen to what a bargain it is. By the end of February, the average American will have earned enough to pay for their annual food supply. It takes until late April to earn enough to pay for local, state, and federal taxes. Let me repeat that. Within the first 2 months of the year, the average American will have earned enough income to pay their annual food supply bill. But it won't be till April before they have enough to pay their local, state, and federal taxes. Food, clothing, entertainment, medicine, shelter, transportation, and much more are provided through agriculture. There are 21 million American farmers and workers who produce, process, and market farm products. With 97,100 farm operations, Missouri ranks second in the nation in farm numbers. A study commissioned by the Missouri Department of Agriculture and the Missouri Farm Bureau found agriculture remains the top industry in the state, contributing $88.4 billion to the economy. Of every retail dollar spent for food, 81 cents does not go to the farmer. It goes instead to marketing expenses, such as processing, packaging, wholesaling, distributing, transporting, and retailing the food products. The remaining 19 cents goes back to the farmer, who uses it to pay for operating costs, such as purchasing farm equipment, fertilizer, fuel, seed, feed, and other input costs. Thank a Farmer Week is an appropriate time to thank a farmer. As a career, they have chosen to spend their livelihood providing food and fiber for our nation and abroad. So if you get a chance, go ahead and hug a farmer. With their permission, of course. Back after this.
A pasture auction will be held for Catherine Ruprecht Friday, February 17th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Hanover American Legion. The pasture is 148 acres, more or less, native grass with three ponds and good fences, 3.5 miles north and 2.5 miles west of Hanover. Auction Friday, February 17th. Contact Dave Burrish or John Zarbanicki or see full details at homesteadland.com.
Don't forget, find a farmer and thank him or her for all they do for you. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Chilly start today. 20 feels like 8 degrees with north winds topping 10 miles an hour. Highs only in the middle 20s today. Will be a distant memory, though, if we get into the 60s by Friday and Saturday.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life. And auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Extremely talented teams, not typically credited with many hustle points. Those are typically saved for gritty teams. However, the Kansas Jayhawks were led by a hustling Frank Mason Monday night at Kansas State. Mason scored 21 points Monday night in a win at Kansas State, but his biggest play was a steal late in the game, directly following a dive into reporters along the baseline, which left his elbow swollen. Coach Bill Self said, "I think those plays define seasons. It's always an extra possession hustle play that means the most to your team." The win is KU's fifth in a row over K-State. Mason said, "We haven't lost two in a row since 2013. Not that it matters, but we wanted to come in here and play aggressive and play with a lot of pride." And receiving 38 votes, the Wichita State Shockers are now sitting just outside.